Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Matt Tiger BLS. I'm the chubby personal trainer, Matt, and to my left is my Trapezosaurus Rex, the beautiful Tiger Taylor. Tiger, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, thanks. Thanks. I like the introduction. I do. And I am glad to be here today. We missed Monday because we both had some prior things going on, and we're in the process. Yeah, I said process because I'm wild. I live on the edge, folks. We're in the process of switching to Google Hangouts, and then we'll be broadcasting freaking YouTube. So we had some nasty weather come through, and it tore down some trees and some power lines, and they're still doing some construction here. They knocked out water for a while. They knocked out electricity to some people, and they knocked out my internet. How dare them. But we're here tonight.
Well, man, it must be nice to get some rain. It's hotter than hell here right now. Well, it's like 80% humidity, 101 degrees right now. For the past 5 days, we've been under not a heat advisory, but a heat warning.
Ooh, heat warning.
No rain.
I love
No rain month.
I love it when you warn me about how hot I'm getting. And then you said, Tiger,
Talking about getting hot. Tonight we're going to talk about a few topics. We're going to talk about our daily sugar consumption. We're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about protein. And we're going to talk about your HIIT workouts and how they do it. So let's jump off. Let's talk about your HIIT workout. And give us a quick rundown on your HIIT workout. How's it going? Are you seeing any results?
Yes. Yes, I actually am. I feel like my quads, which are my favorite body part, because I love to wear short shorts and blast these quads. And then I have a swimming pool in my backyard, so when we invite people over for cookouts, I just wear like a tank top, or I'll wear like a really light T-shirt, and I'll wear my short shorts, my short, you know, swim trunks. And then I just stand there and I blast my quads as I'm talking to people, and people will be like, dang, man, your quads. And I'm like, yeah. These old things. So, so I am. I'm seeing more definition in my quads because a lot of it is movement. It's like moving your body. So it's a lot like squat press. It's a lot of. So I'll go from like a squat press. Then I'll move right into 10 cleans. Then I'll move into 10 kettlebell swings, and then I could move into 10 high knees. And then I would move into a jump rope for 20 seconds. And then, bam, I repeat that thing 4 times. Now, I told Matt when we first started talking about HIIT workouts, it's not going to work for me because I'm used to getting in a gym and pushing heavy weight. Heavy weight for me, you know, what my heavy weight and your heavy weight might be different. But for me, I'm used to getting in there, going to failure at 10 and needing a spot to get the 10th one up and doing 4 sets of 10, taking anywhere from 60 seconds to 90 second break and then hitting my next set. And Matt kept telling me, you should try this HIIT. And the reason I was turned off on the HIIT was a friend of ours, a mutual friend. I think he's all right. Matt Love is the guy. Started going to a gym here in Tahlequah, and they were going to this 5 a.m. class or 5:30 class, and it was a HIIT workout. It was all just body movement. You know, they would do like 20 jumping jacks, 20 push-ups, and they'd do 20 burpees, and then 20, you know, high knees, and then 20. They would just do like a HIIT workout like that for an hour. He did that every day for 90 days and didn't lose weight and didn't see any results. No physical change, no scale change, no clothing change. Sometimes they say don't step on the scale because it's your enemy. Check your clothes. Are things fitting different? Are people noticing that you? None of this happened for him, he said. So he quit and he started doing what Matthew called a full body split. He said he quit that after 90 days. He didn't see any results and he started saying, you know what, I'm going to go do my own thing. He'd go in there and he'd do bench press, 4 sets of 10, military press, 4 sets of 10, you know, like a bent over row, 4 sets of 10, and then he'd do like leg extensions, 4 sets of 10, leg press, 4 sets of 10. He just did things like that where like a total body calf raises, 4 sets of 10. He did that every day for a month, and he lost 15 pounds and dropped 2 pant sizes. So I was telling Matt, I just didn't believe in this hit because I'm like, if it didn't work for him, it's not going to work for me. And that's what Matthew talked about. Everybody's body type is different. And that's what I'm going to let Matt run.
Yes, everybody's body is going to be different. From digesting food to breaking the food down to using it as glucose, all of our bodies are going to be different. Tiger can go in the gym and throw up 75 incline press, dumbbell incline press, and I can only probably do 10. But he'll rock out 75 or more. His workout is more beneficial to him because it's tailored to his body, and he's going to see more results than I will. So you got to find out what works for you. Everybody always comes up to me now, Matt, what's the best workout I can do? Whatever you're willing to do, honestly, whatever fits you, whatever you're going to stick to. And also, you can't outrun a bad diet. Like Tiger says, our Trapezius Rex, he said, whatever you eat in private shows in public. So you always want to make sure your diet is key. Your diet is key. Now, you can go in the weight room and throw up weights and do hit workouts and jump rope and push-ups and this and that for 4 or 5 hours a day, but if you go and eat a cheeseburger afterwards, no. Take this, for example. Like today, I was informing some clients of mine, and I told them...
Can your wife keep it down?
All right. So I told them to look at M&Ms differently. He said, look at M&Ms differently. How do you look at them differently? I said, well, start looking at M&Ms at the football field. Studies show that one M&M equals a length football field walk. And then if you eat a peanut M&M 200 yards, you would have to do the burn that. Start educating yourself on what you eat, what you put in your body, and what it takes to burn that.
Ooh, I think that's what most of us don't understand, what it takes. I'm like, well, if I eat this, you know, a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, I'm sure I can just do, you know, jump rope for 5 minutes and maybe do some sit-ups at the end of the night. I burned off my Ben and Jerry's.
Now there's a bodybuilder called Rich Pena. Rich Pena, I can't remember how you say his last name, but he's a massive bodybuilder, and every night he has a pint of Ben and Jerry's before he goes to bed. Now, I can't do that. My body's not. Like, I'll have, like, a Swiss roll or whatever, and I'll feel it in the morning. I'm just, like, sluggish. I hate it. I hate myself. I hate my wife on a daily basis, but I just don't like it. So you need to find something that's going to work for you. Now, a lot of people come to me, Matt, what's the best diet? Tiger, what's your diet consistent?
So I want to jump into the sugar real fast that we'll come back to, but I just wanted to give myself a couple 1-2 humble brag, but I am about 50 hours removed from soda and sugar. I have had no soda, which is a huge deal for me. It sounds like I'm making this up. Those of you who are listening think, yeah, I drink a lot of soda too. Well, you don't. You don't. Compared to me, it's not like I'm bragging about this either. I realize it's terrible, but I probably drink 12-pack a day of soda. Realistically, that's a real number. I'm not trying to be exaggerated. It's not for the podcast. It is just the truth. I quit
it's definitely
it.
Definitely true.
Yeah, what's up?
No, I was agreeing with you. It's absolutely true. If you haven't seen this in person, then you would never believe it. But it is absolutely true of how much Dr. Pepper he drinks.
Yeah, it's insane. So when I drive a lot for work, and whenever I drive, I get a soda for the ride, which is pretty typical. People do that. I get thirsty, and I'm like, well, I'm going to get a soda for the ride. Well, as I'm driving down the highway, whether it be 45 minutes or an hour, if I'm not there yet, I'm like, oh, well, I finished my 20-ounce. Let me buy another. So I'll buy another 20-ounce just for the ride. I'm like, well, you know, I get bored, and I just sip on soda. So I quit that the other night, truly, and I haven't had one. I've had tons of cravings for them, and I quit cold turkey. And I want to treat soda not like the enemy, but I want to treat soda like something that, like, almost how I drink, like how I treat beer, because I don't drink beer very often. And then every now and then I'll have a 12-pack with a friend of mine. Then I won't drink again for 3 months. Right now, though, if I try to allow myself any, all right. And then, but that's how it is with soda, to be honest with you. If I have one, I'm going to binge all day, which is going to binge until tomorrow. I mean, I can't control the soda. It's not like I can just be like, hey, let's go and have a soda tonight with dinner, because then I get one on the drive home, and then I'm buying 10 a day again. So, right. And then aside from the no sugar from that, I've also had no carbs. Completely carb-free. I'm on this diet that I got off of a webpage to get into ketosis. My wife started it before me, and she actually used the ketone sticks, the keto sticks, and she was in within 72 hours of the diet, her body was ketosis. It showed with her keto stick that she was in ketosis. So that's kind of what we're toying around with right now. She's lost about 9 pounds in 7 days, which is quite a bit. The ketogenic diet, in my opinion, isn't a sustainable diet. It's not a lifelong diet, but I think it's a jumpstart diet. So, yeah, for me, it's been about 50 hours. I've had no carbohydrates. I mean, less than 5 grams, I guarantee you that. And I've had less than 20 grams of protein, and I've had high fat other than that. So that's been my diet for the last couple days, and, yeah, it's tough, man.
Well, I think for the setup for this next part, so I do a lot of stuff at work. I drop little hints here and there. Like today, I was putting up signs upstairs of how many calories you burn running or walking 12 steps at one floor. And so I decided to do some research on sugar this week because I'm doing a presentation, and I came across this, which is very interesting. This comes from the Academic of Nutrition and Dietetics in 2012. Okay, it says, and American Heart Association, it says that an average person that drinks one Coke a day, just one Coke a day, has eaten 66 pounds of sugar a year. 66 pounds of sugar a year you'll eat. Just one soda a day. Now, those sugars come from fructose that are driven from fruit. It's coming from packaged meals. It's coming from sodas. It's coming from candy. It's coming from anything and everything. So you're like, Matt, how much sugar should I take in daily? Perfect. You can go to the ADA. You can go to the American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, myplate.gov, and you can look up how much sugar you need. So let me go ahead and tell you, women should not have more than 25 grams of sugar per day. That's 6 teaspoons. Each teaspoon is considered 4 grams of one. So whenever you're eating your Cheerios and you put sugar on top, which you shouldn't, that's a big no-no, each teaspoon is 4 grams. And those 4 grams is 3.8 calories in those 4 grams. Okay? Men, no more than 9 teaspoons, which is 38 grams. Children, no more than 3 to 6 teaspoons, which is 12 to 15 grams. Okay? Now, there is 61 names for sugar listed on food labels. In 2018, the FDA is going to come out with some new food labels that will tell you, separate what is natural sugar and what is fake sugar. And be careful, because I know they're going to come up with a whole bunch of stuff too. So I'm very excited about that. That puts in perspective, like I said, about the whole M&M. One M&M is 100 yards. Peanut M&M equals 200 yards, and so on and so on. So it's pretty interesting. And if you eat two Oreos, that's like 80 calories, and that's locking for like 6 minutes at 3.5 B with 8 in concentration off that. So be mindful of what you eat. Educate yourself on what you eat, and make sure you limit your packaged food and processed.
Nice, man. Well, here's my question about sugar. Sugar is the enemy. I think, you know, we all have that sweet tooth. You know, I don't have a sweet tooth. I have sweet teeth. You know, I think that that's what we reward our children with. You know, I told you that one time. I said, man, I love apples, so I just drink apple juice. And you're like, dude, you're flooding your system with it. I'm like, yeah, but it's all natural, all organic, 100% apple juice. And you're like, but your blood glucose is spiking like crazy, you know? And you're like, if you want apple juice, you're supposed to eat an apple, you know? And I'm like, oh. Like, I thought if I wanted orange juice, I could be like, oh, well, I drank like 3 cups of orange juice today. That's like eating 12 oranges. And you're like, which is terrible for you? And I'm like, oh.
It absolutely is. So if you are going to drink juice, only 4 to 6 ounces a day. That's it, 4 to 6 ounces, and you can dilute it with water. That's it. That's all you should be drinking, because those will raise your blood sugar levels, and you feel dizzy, sick, just a whole bunch. It'll take a toll on your body, okay, especially if you're trying to work out.
With what I'm
really going to mess up. Go ahead, Sarah.
What do you hate about what I'm doing? What do you hate that I'm cutting out sugar completely?
No, sugar completely is fine. If you want to cut out sugar, that's great, because I call that the white killer, a.k.a. Donald Trump. But, so, I hate that you're Xing out carbohydrates. I want you to have complex carbohydrates. Complex carbohydrates, which is whole oats, oatmeal, vegetables, fruits, grains, beans. I want you to get that fiber. I want you to get those carbohydrates. Those carbohydrates through the glucose, and that glucose helps your brain. I think in the next 2 to 3 years, we're going to have a massive brain health movement. And I'm super excited to jump on that. I'll be the first one to jump on that. So that's the only bad thing I see on your diet. But you're absolutely right. It's a kickstart diet to get yourself motivated, to see results, and keep on going.
Sure, and I'm pretty aware that it is. I know it's not a sustainable diet, but what I do like is the diet that I've told you and I've shared with you in the past, Mike Dolce, Dolce diet. I really like the Dolce diet, and once I get control, I want to massively lose this quick. And
anything that comes easy isn't worth it.
Isn't
take your time to change your lifestyle.
Well, for sure. I mean, by stopping soda and stopping, you know, most white bread and stuff, you know, like I said, I grew up in an Italian house. So when you're telling me I can't have bread, you know, white bread, French bread, Italian bread, I eat that with every meal. I love white bread, you know, but it's, to me, white bread is also, it's a comfort food. You know what I mean? Like, when I think of bread, it takes me back to the childhood. It takes me back to, like, meals that we would make. It just takes me to a happier time. So whenever I have to quit that and move to wheat bread or whole wheat bread or grain, you know, whatever you've told me to take in the past, it's not the same. It loses the nostalgia, if you will.
Well, I'm going to end with this quote as soon as you get done, buddy. The time is almost up, actually. It's over.
Sure, tell me what you got. We got 10 minutes left.
The thing showed off air. We are off air and not recording now.
Ooh, how amazing is that? Usually it hangs up on us, though, whenever it's off air. So I think the people are still listening to us. Yeah. So let's
roll on. Keep on going. Go ahead.
Mark. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Okay, so finish your story.
No, I was done. That love of bread. It's a lifestyle change. It's the love of bread.
Yeah, the white killer sugar, a.k.a. Donald Trump. Don't cut out all bread, man. Eat the whole wheat bread, 100% whole wheat. Look on the ingredients, okay? Whatever the first three ingredients is, that's what it's mostly made of. It goes from the most to the least. So if you go get bread, necessarily 45 calories, probably one of the best breads I've ever had. It has 100% whole wheat flour, and then it goes on, and it has sugar, goes on, it goes on, it has dextrose, a.k.a. sugar, and then go on and go on and go on. So if you're looking for that, always read the food label. Educate yourself.
Oh, you know what?
And that's one way you can do it. Go ahead.
We are dead because you only set it for a 15-minute show. Showtime, July 20th, 2016 at 10 p.m. Sent for 15 minutes.
Motherfucker, I set it for 30.
Yeah, go to episode info. Oh, no, you were dropping knowledge.
Yeah, well, until next time.
All right. Yeah, well, that was awesome. I do appreciate you telling me that. I'm going to hit you up about that tomorrow on the Sarah Lee thing again. And then look at some of your advice. But
hey,
I will.
What you can do, though, what you can do is hit up Frank on it. He'll tell you. But anyway, so I was going to drop on this quote. I'm going to drop on this quote because I heard this the other day and I really, really loved it. He said, "If you're trying to diet, here's how you eat. For breakfast, you eat like a king. You eat your complex carbohydrates, you eat your oatmeal, you eat fat, you eat anything and everything. That stays in your balance. Because the reason why I want you to eat like a king is so that over time and over the day, those carbs will turn into energy, and that food will turn into energy, and you'll have longer to burn them off. Okay? So eat like a king.
Okay.
For lunch, eat like a prince. How would a prince eat? Really prissy. Eat a salad, maybe some protein. Eating protein to keep it full. Fruits, vegetables. And number three is to eat like a peasant. You don't want a big hopping glob of spaghetti and buttered white bread before you go to bed, because guess what? You're just going to eat it. You're not going to do anything. It turns to sugar, and sugar turns to fat. Okay? Eat like a king for breakfast, eat like a prince for lunch, and eat like a peasant for dinner.
Okay,
actually,
so you're going to open
that first one. Go ahead.
I was say, I don't think we're recording, so if this isn't recorded, that's how you're opening the next show. As for you, you're the handsome personal trainer.
No, I am the chubby personal trainer, and to my left is my Trapezosaurus Rex, the beautiful and talented Tiger Taylor. Good night, everyone.
We love you.